This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The central government has approved a project worth 272 crore rupees for Chandauli and Manikpur in Uttar Pradesh under the National Mission for Clean Ganga. The 59th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, chaired by Director General NMCG Rajiv Kumar Mittal, yesterday approved several projects dedicated to the conservation and rejuvenation of the Ganga River. These initiatives are aimed at promoting the cleanliness, sustainable development and preservation of the environmental and cultural significance of the river. Taking a significant step toward river conservation in Buxar, Bihar, the committee has also approved an ambitious project at a cost of 257 crore rupees. Under this initiative, a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant with a capacity of 50 million litre per day and supporting structures will be constructed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has remarked that the country is a powerhouse of talent filled with innumerable inspiring life journeys showcasing innovation and courage. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi cited an example of the Green Army and hailed their pioneering work as inspiration. The Green Army is a group of determined women in Devriya in Varanasi who raise awareness against drugs and gambling, celebrates the birth of every girl child like a festival, and fights against dowry. The group's journey began with the establishment of a slipper-making factory with the first pair of the slippers sent to the Prime Minister. Later, the group received a letter of appreciation from the Prime Minister where he expressed pride over the group. The total annual groundwater recharge in the country has increased by 15 billion cubic meter substantially, and extraction has declined by 3 billion cubic meter in 2024. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil yesterday released the Dynamic Groundwater Resource Assessment Report for the year 2024. According to reports, the total annual groundwater recharge has been assessed as over 446 billion cubic meter. The annual groundwater extraction for all users is over 245 billion cubic meter. The report highlights that 100% of groundwater samples in northeastern states are in an excellent category for irrigation. The assessment was carried out jointly by the Central Groundwater Board and states and union territories. The ministry said, out of the total 6,746 assessment units in blocks, mandals and talukas, more than 73% assessment units are categorized as safe and around 3% assessment units as critical. The National Investigation Agency today announced a record-breaking achievement for 2024, boasting a 100% conviction rate with 68 accused in 25 cases. As per the agency, a total of 210 accused were arrested across key categories of crimes in 80 cases registered by the NIA in 2024. India's fiscal deficit for the first 8 months of this fiscal year through November stood at 8.47 lakh crore rupees or 52.5% of annual estimates, data from the Ministry of Finance showed yesterday. Total receipts stood at 18.94 lakh crore rupees, while overall expenditure in April to November was at 27.41 lakh crore rupees. These figures were 59.1% and 56.9% of this fiscal year's budget target. People across India are celebrating New Year 2025 by highlighting local cultures and traditions. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on New Year 2025. In her message, the president said, "The New Year marks the beginning of new hopes, dreams and aspirations in everyone's lives." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to all citizens on New Year 2025. In his message, the Vice President asked people to move forward with determination, nurturing democratic values with resolve to keep nation first. In football, West Bengal clinched their 33rd National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy, defeating Kerala 1-0 in the final at Gachibowli Stadium. Robbie Hans thus scored the decisive goal in injury time, ending Bengal's 7-year title drought. Hansdas' goal came in the 94th minute while he capitalized on a header from Manutos Maji inside the box. Kerala's defender Adil Amal missed the interception, allowing Hansdas to slot the ball past goalkeeper Hajmal Ayaz. The dramatic goal sparked celebrations of the Bengal bench. And that is the end of this news bulletin.